we will not be able to achieve the SDGs if we don't reduce disaster risk, because every year these disasters are causing hundreds of billions of dollars in losses, not just loss of life, of course, but economic losses as well. For some countries, the average annual loss from these disasters equates to over 50% of their annual social expenditure. So we can't really achieve the SDGs unless we address disaster risk as well.
And what's your feeling since the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction was created in 2015, basically encouraging member states to take responsibility to reduce disasters in partnership with local government, the private sector and other non-state actors? How do you feel that the international community has reacted to it? Have they embraced it, or is it proving very difficult because change is tough?
Change is very difficult, but it has been absolutely astounding to me how quickly countries are embracing the Sendai Framework and incorporating disaster risk, including climate risk, in their planning now. We just had a meeting in Cancun, Mexico, which involved thousands of people, 60 ministers, and one by one after the other, they commented on how they've adjusted their planning. They're beginning to embed risk in core economic choices, early warning, build back better, investments. And I think it's absolutely astounding how rapidly that's happening.
And in terms of the Sustainable Development Goals agenda, what does that do to bring in the Sendai Framework on disaster risk reduction?
Well, it's really important because if you imagine a country trying to pull itself together to design its systems around the SDGs, it needs to structure all of government around that. It needs to embed risk in all of those plans, because disaster risk isn't just an issue of health for pandemics. It's an economic crisis, it's a tourism crisis, it's a community development crisis, and embedding disaster risk across the SDGs, across economic planning, is really the key piece that needs to be in place now for this to move forward coherently and effectively.
Is there one particular project, not necessarily in Central America, but is there one project that really has got you fired up?
Well, I can think of so many, but I'm going to highlight one that is probably not what you're expecting, to make the point that disaster risk reduction doesn't have to be a big investment. An example is in Vietnam. Communities, you know, they're flooded each year in the Mekong, and villagers now substituting ducks for chickens because ducks float and chickens don't. Or building mounds so that they can move their livestock to mounds of earth that protect them during floods. The main point is, of course, they're wonderful high-tech solutions, huge infrastructure that's been developed, but disaster risk reduction really fundamentally requires an understanding of the risks and then innovation about how to solve the problem. And it doesn't mean billions of dollars of additional investment. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that.